So the halacha requires kriyas ha-megillah. So the pasha pshat is that the mitzvah of the megillah is kriya. That's what the lashon ha-bracha bears out, ha-mikra megillah. And if that's the case, then how can I be yotze kriyas ha-megillah if I don't read the megillah? If I'm hearing the megillah from somebody else. Obviously, this is a application of the principle of Shemei Kohen. The Gemara Masechah Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches tells us that Shemei Kohen works even by dinim deraisa. Shemei Kohen works, so for sure it's going to work for a kriyas ha-megillah. That's the pasha pshat. That's based on the principle of Shemei Kohen. Since it's based on the idea of Shemei Kohen, so then we plug in the rule that the Gemara tells us that you have to have a mechuyev bedavar in order to be mitzi me. The same way any other time I want to be yotzi anything Shemei Kohen, so the person who's been mitzi me has to be obligated to the same extent as me or to a higher extent than me. So that's the reason why the Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, quotes a machlekes atanoim, whether a katan can be mitzi a gadol and kriyas a Megillah. So we paskin that he can't. Rav Yudah says that he can. We paskin that he can't. And the Mishnah explained, because the katan is not a mechuy bedavar. So the Mishnah all bothered. Why isn't the katan mechuy bedavar? If it's talking about a katan shelo higia lechinuch, it's kind of hard to believe lo higia lechinuch. He's reading the Megillah perfectly, but he's lo higia lechinuch. It's hard to understand that. So the pasuk pshat in the Mishnah is that the katan is higia lechinuch. So if he's higia lechinuch, so he's chayav in the mitzvah of Megillah mit the Rabbanon. And Kriyas HaMegillah itself is only a mitzvah derabbanan. So why can't it be mitzvah mibishlov by tkir shofar, which is the mitzvah deraisa? So if the person is only chayim derabbanan because of chinuch, so the Gemara says in Brachas Nefchav that a derabbanan can't be mitzvah deraisa because derabbanan is a lower level mitzvah. But if only dealing with the mitzvah derabbanan anyway, so what's wrong with the katan being mitzvah gadol? So Tosfos develops a yisoid in Maseches Megillah called the trade derabbanan, that not all derabbanans are created equal, that a katan vis-a-vis mitzvahs derabbanan is twice removed from being a deraisa. The kriyas ha-megillah is a derabbanan, and the katan's chiyuv in all mitzvahs is a derabbanan. Whereas the gadlan kriyas ha-megillah is only a single derabbanan. So for him, he's on a higher rung, he's on a higher level of dinim derabbanan. So a low level derabbanan, a trade derabbanan, can't be motzi echad derabbanan. That's how Tosfos sizes up that sugya. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban of the Milchamas and the Tzibrech HaBrachas writes that the reason why the katan can't be mitzvah the gadol and kriyas ha-megillah, the Ramban doesn't buy into this. The chadra or trader, I never heard of that thing. The Ramban says because the katan is not even a mechuy b'dav midraban, he's a garnish, because the Ramban holds that the chiv of chinuch is a chiv of mutal ala av. It's not that the child is chayiv in mitzvahs. The child's not even chayiv midraban. If the child could run away and run away from his father, doesn't come to shul, so he's okay, he's fine. It's the father's problem. The father's chiv has to make sure that the kid hears kriyas ha-megillah. So the katan me'atzvo is called an ein b'chud b'davar klal. Therefore, an ein b'chud b'davar can't be motzi achei medei chavasu. And there were some Rishonim who say that neither Teretz is right. There were some Rishonim who say Tosfos trade of one is not right. Some Rishonim say the Ramban is not right. And that katan shegil chinuch tachan can be motzi gadol. Either Mishnah says he can't. That Mishnah is talking about lo gil chinuch. They're not talking about a very young katan, but he's a gil chinuch, so he can't. So in Shulchan Aruch we don't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch is kriyas ha-megillah, but that shita is not quoted. It's interesting, in Hilchos Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that as a possibility. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions in Hilchos Chanukah about whether a katan shalot nigil lechinuch can light Chanukah candles on behalf of the Bnei HaBayis. It sounds like the same kind of a shayla. So in Hilchos Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch makes reference to that shita. In Hilchos Purim, the Shulchan Aruch left out that shita, whatever reason that is. But not for now. So the bottom. Right, so that's another approach. If you go with that idea that Kriyas HaMegillah is more of a Divrei Kabbalah or something like that, it's a higher level mitzvah, maybe that would be another understanding. So that idea that it's critical that somebody be mechuyev b'dav in order to be meitzachem midei chavasam, so that also may be part of the story why there's a major machlokes in Rishon whether a woman can be meitzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Gemara says, Megillah Daf Dalet, that nashim chayavas b'megillah, the women are obligated to hear the Megillah because afen hoy be also anes. There's a machlokes 2 days in Tosfos whether that svar of afen hoy be also anes is only a svar that got be mitzvahs derabbanan, because the only place in Shas where it appears explicitly are there's Chanukah, Kriyas HaMegillah, and Dalet Kosus. So one day in Tosfos is that it's only a din derabbanan. The whole svar is derabbanan. It doesn't exist with deraisa. That's why we don't find it by Tefillah, by Sukkah, by Matzah. There's no such klal of afen hoy be anes. Matzah women are chiyuvim for other reasons, but we never find Chazal use that principle by mitzvahs deraisa. And then Tosfos calls for many Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, who holds no that afen hoy be anes works even by dinim deraisa. So why doesn't it appear in certain places? So everybody also tries to explain to you what's going on. But the bottom line is that most of the day is in the Tosfos, most places where Tosfos appears, they don't have to quote the Rabbi Yosef. The same Tosfos appears in Psochim, in Shabbos, and in Megillah, only in one of the three places does Tosfos quote Rabbi Yosef. The Pasha Pshat of Tosfos is that Afen Rabbi Yosef doesn't apply Legabi Mitzvah Deraisa. But the Maisa applies by Kriyas HaMegillah. Most of the prayers for Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's what many Rishonim say, that a woman can be made to see a man in Kriyas HaMegillah, because she's Chayav as he's Chayav, so they're on the same footing. So Tosfos quotes from the Mahalach of Gedolah, so that's not the case, that a woman cannot be made to see a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Bahag explains, or Tosfos explains, B'das HaBahag, that the level of chiyuv is not the same. That even though women are chayavos in the Megillah, but their chiyuv is not identical to men. That men are chayavos in Kriyas HaMegillah, and women are chayavos in Shmiyas HaMegillah. So, even though I happen to be the Bakar in the Shul from Kriyas HaMegillah, let's say many men are not going to read the Megillah themselves, they're only going to hear the Megillah. But it's not a mitzvah shmiyah, it's a mitzvah kriya, that they're being yated to Shemek Oina. When a woman hears the Megillah, so according to one opinion in Tosfos, she's not chayavis in kriyas HaMegillah, she's only chayavis in shmiyah, and it's a different kind of a mitzvah. Why did Chazal institute the mitzvah in such a strange way, that women only were given a mitzvah shmiyah, the men were given the mitzvah kriyas? That's a whole tumult in Achorim, why that phenomenon is true. But Tosfos claims that that's the case. So according to Tosfos, according to the Bahag, so a woman would not be able to be made to see a man in kriyas HaMegillah. If you go down that route of Tosfos, so then when a woman reads the Megillah, let's say if I read the Megillah just for a woman alone, so that should change the bracha. That's what the Rama quotes in Mordechai. You shouldn't say Mikra Megillah, you should say Lishma Megillah, because she's not really chayavos in Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's what many Balkaris have in practice. If they lay in afterwards with their wives, their daughters, or the woman in the hospital or something, or the second Kriyas, or those ladies come later, so many Balkaris have the practice that they don't recite the bracha Mikra Megillah, they recite the bracha Lishma Megillah. And there are others who don't. Others follow what the standard bracha Mikra Megillah. I mean, Achayavos in Korea, even though they're not, you can still say the Baruch. Anyway, there are different opinions about this. There are other Acharonim who give a whole kind of other shtichot Torahs as to why women can't be mighty men. It's one of these very, very strange sheets in the Bahag. No one really knows exactly why it's true. So some Acharonim have other people. Some Acharonim say that the Shagasai writes that the idea of Afei Nabi Osonais maybe only works for Lagabi Derabonis, doesn't work for Lagabi Deraisus. So therefore, a woman's Chiyav and Kriyas HaMegillah would only be a Derabonis to Chiyav, whereas a man's Chiyav is a Deraisus to Divir Kabbalah. We spoke about last week, so maybe a Derabonis can be made to Divir Kabbalah to Chiyav. That's a different for it. If that would be true, then maybe at night there would be a difference. There are others who have other ideas. Others say that maybe Kriyas HaMegillah has a dimension of Hallel to it, based on Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalid. So maybe women up to it some Hallel. Others say maybe Kriyas HaMegillah has a dimension of Parsha Zocher to it. You name it. Everyone has a shtickle B, or to try to explain this very, very cryptic comment of the Baal HaChasid Gedolos. No matter what the B Radover is, that's what we fast in the Lacha. Our practice is like this, that women do not lay the Megillah for men, for a variety of possible reasons. In terms of absolute pure halacha, in terms of one person being mighty somebody else, so l'chora, none of these concerns apply when a woman is being mighty another woman. So she's the chayav is on the same level, whatever that level of degree of chayav is. So just based on the pure concerns of mechuyav b'davar, that would impose a problem. So there are other concerns. There are issues of tzinias and covet and all kind of assorted agendas of other groups out there. So therefore, under no circumstances should a woman be mighty other women in Kriyas HaMegillah. That's not an acceptable practice in our practice. That's why it should not be an acceptable practice, that one should not be encouraging these kinds of other Kriyas HaMegillahs that take place. Again, even though from the pure vantage point of Yaitzi, Maitzi, that kind of stuff, it's probably not so terrible, but from other halachic, hashkafic, and other reasons, so this is not something that we should be involved in. Anyway, back to that, just a sideshow from the sponsor. Okay, back to our story. So we have the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. So how much of the Megillah do you have to hear in order to be Yotze? So it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, so we pass it coolly after from the beginning to the end, every single word of the Megillah. So there is one opinion in the Rishonim that maintains that you don't really have to hear every single word. If you miss a word or two, that doesn't really change the story. Like, you missed one of Achashverosh's guards' names or something, or you missed the silver couches or something. So you got the basic gist of the story. If you miss, the point when Haman gets killed or something, then you missed a pretty major part of the story. If you missed, the whole Yeshua, so that's obviously a problem. But if you got the basic story, missed a word here or there, it wouldn't be the end of the world. So most of the Rishonim say that's not true. The Rishonim have a very, very strong raya against that opinion. From the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, that when you read the Megillah B'Lashon HaKodesh, you don't have to understand what you're saying. If you read the Megillah in other Lashonis, then you have to understand what you're saying. But if you read the Lashon HaKodesh, you don't really have to understand what you're saying. How do you know that? The Gemara says, because we all don't understand part of the Megillah. Nobody who here understands what Achash Drenim B'nei HaRamachim means. Nobody knows. It's something to do with some Persian relay races of a mail delivery system or something. We have no idea who in the world, if I bumped with Achash Drenim B'nei HaRamachim, I wouldn't even know who I'm looking at. So no one really understands those words, and you still Yotze. So the Rishonim say, how could the Gemara bring a raya from there that that you could be yaitzeh without understanding. Maybe the reason why you yaitzeh is because even if you didn't say those words, you would still be yaitzeh. My nafkamina with the achshtranim b'nei ramachim. How does that impact on the whole story? You missed that part. It's not so important anyway. So zam, and you see from here, no, that every single word is critical, and even the words that are seemingly insignificant are critical. And the Baruch Ba'ak even the mitzvah. And the only chiddush of the Gemara is that if you don't understand it, that's okay. We have to probably say the words. So that's how we assume halacha, that you have to say the words. What if I say the words? I didn't say the words properly. I didn't pronounce the words properly. So the Rishalmi says that Megillas Esther is a little more kal than Kriyas HaTorah because it's a rigeres. It's a story. So it's like reading like a picture postcard. So it's not like a super duper duper safer in the full sense of the word. So therefore, if you mispronounce something, it's not so bad. So the Rishalmi gives an example. The Rishalmi says once a guy got up and he said La Yehudim Hayseora. So that's not right. La Yehudim. It's only 1 year. It's not 2 years. It's not a double chirik. La Yehudim Hayseora B'Simcha. It's not La Yehudim Hayseora B'Simcha. So the Rishalmi says no. They didn't make him go back. It's okay. That's right. So this machlek is what that means. Some Rishonim say that the Rishonim was trying to highlight that only this kind of a mistake that Bechlal doesn't change the meaning. Like Hudim, Mehudim, it means the Jews. The Jewish people, it doesn't mean anything else. So only a mistake that doesn't change the meaning of Legamre, so that's okay. But if you have a word that Mamish changes, so then for sure you have to go back. Another Rishonim say no. That the Rishonim is just giving you a common example of a mistake that happened in Eretz Yisrael in the year 250 or something. But any mistake that, you basically said the word, you botched up the dictate or something, so it's not the end of the world. So we try to be machmir now. We try, let's say, if Bakar makes a mistake in Kriyas HaMegillah, and if it changes the meaning, we go nuts. We correct him for that. Then you have nuances, what's called changing the meaning. Let's say it changes the meaning according to the rules of diktok, it changes the meaning. The guy said every letter on the page. He said every single letter, but he put the emphasis on the wrong syllables or something, and Mamish botched up the meaning. So let's say he says, Rev, he ba'a, instead of ba'a, ba'a means a lashon hove, ba'a means lefana velo va'a, ba'erev he ba'a, it's a different word. So one is lashon hove, one's lashon hove. So that's a further question. Let's say I mispronounced it, put the F's in the wrong letter. So I'm going to change the meaning of the word. So the Rechash Shulchan writes, he said every letter. So that's not ma'akev. But I don't think everyone agrees to that, Rechash Shulchan. So we try to be careful about that. Well, Kerry should try to be very, very careful about pronouncing the words properly, putting the emphasis on the right syllables properly. The din is that you have to hear every word. It's got to be kasei there. So karlam afreil lo yotza. It's like kriyashma. You say the words out of order, not yotze. So if a guy missed the word back three program earlier, it's not going to help to say the word after the kriyas appeals over. You have to go back to the end and catch up. It's not shayach. So if you have a word or two behind, you'll be able to catch up. You're six program behind. So call it a day, come for the second kriyas appeals. So you have to make sure to read it. The whole Megillah has to be read ala seder. Megillah has to be from a klaf. So the Chanas HaChomim was, it has to be Mamash La Sefer. It has many, many similarities to a Sefer Torah. It has some differences to Sefer Torah, but it has many, many similarities to a Sefer Torah. So you have to make sure to Megillah is kosher. The other thing is, the Gemara says, one of the big coolers that they gave us in Kriyas HaMegillah is that if it's missing a couple of letters, a couple of words here and there, it's not the end of the world. So by a Sefer Torah, let's say, in order to be Yates at the midst of their ice of Ksiva Sefer Torah, then every single letter has to be there. Like Tfilin Mezuzah, the Mishnah says, if even one letter, even part of a letter is missing, so depending on how much of that part of the letter is, so it could sometimes be ma'akev the entire Sefer Torah, Tfilin Mezuzah, Midir Aisa. There is a machlekes of Rishayin, and what about Lagabi the mitzvah, the Rabban of Kriyas HaTorah? Do you need a Sefer Torah by Bishlemus? You have to have every single letter there for a Kriyas HaTorah. So there was one opinion of Rishayin that says, no, that for the mitzvah deraisa of Kisvah Chavis HaShiraz Ois, let's say for Hakel, for maybe Pashas Loch, we need a real Kriyas HaTorah deraisa. So then the Sefer Torah has got to be perfect. Every single letter, every Kitzshayot, everything's got to be up to par. For Kriyas HaTorah, the Rabban, no, as long as it's mostly there, you're missing a couple of lines here and there, a couple of words here, a couple of letters here and there, Nishka Frelach. And other Rishayim say, no, that even for Kriyas HaTorah Rambanan, you have to have every single letter there. So in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we pass get a little bit of a split psach in this. We pass get that lechatchila, you're supposed to have the entire Sefer Torah there, but the Yevad, we pass get, if you already laned, and then you realize afterward there was a mistake, so with the Yevad, we rely on the Shittas that say that it's okay. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is very making on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He says that we won't put away a Sefer Torah in the middle of laning, unless it's something that's mamish posel l'chavadeya. So there's even a sofik, even a machlokes, what but there's a certain pagam, certain soul to Sefer Torah. It's machlekes is a rishonim, this letter is kosher, not kosher, whatever different sfeikas that come up in Hilchistam. So Mishabur says that we'll always call it a sfeik sfeik. Maybe it's kosher the way it is, and it's long that's puzzle, so then maybe anyway you can lay with the puzzle Sefer Torah. So we don't want to be mivayish to Sefer Torah unless we absolutely have to. If you find it's mamash missing a letter, something mamash outright psul, the choladeus, then you have to put it away in the middle of Kriyas Torah. Then it's a complicated story. What do you do from here on in terms of brachas, aliyahs, etc.? But when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, so everybody agrees, the Gemara of the favor says, Hishri Matevis is Koshera, as long as the Shtar Baruba, as long as you have most of the Megillah intact, so then it's okay. So some Rishayim say that, let's say you're missing the whole first pasuk, the whole last part, you're missing the whole beginning, the whole end, that may be a more of a problem. But if you just have a little letter here and there that's missing, it's not the end of the world. I remember when I bought a Megillah, years ago, I bought a Megillah, and I was still the Rabban Paramus. So I wasn't the Bakar at the time, so I bought a brand new Megillah, and I wanted to be Chalat the Megillah, so I asked the Bakar to lay from this Megillah that first Purim night. So I remember the first Purim night, which was in the middle of a third base or something, and he stops, pulls me over, says, the bottom of one of the letters wasn't written. Mamash, it was like a part of the notice of Mamash wasn't written. The Sefer probably got like a phone call from Mamash, forgot to finish the letter. So I just waved him off. I said, just keep on going. So Hishri Matevach, this is still okay. The girls look shayra. So later that night, we're going to read again, I think, for the women or something. So there was a fellow who happened to punk Mamash Ben Hashemayim. There was a fellow who was visiting the son-in-law, one of the Balabatim, happened to be a Sefer. And so on the spot, Mamash read it as soon as the lady was over. So as lady was over, fixed up the nudge, but I mean, late an hour later, it was ready at every table in it. But yeah, it was kosher. You had to say anyway the first time. Also, the Megillah should have every single thing in it. Anyway, back to the story. So you have to lay in the time Megillah. It's got to be kedasha chadin. You pronounce properly. Everything's got to be short. Right. The Gemara says that like any other mitzvah, so chadal misakin. The bracha is before we lay in the Megillah. So Chazal Masechet three brachas. The Gemara beginning third brachah Megillah says Chazal Masechet three brachas before we lay the Megillah. So the first bracha is Amikra Megillah. So the Ran has a funny kasha in Masechet Pesachim, the first parak. The Ran says, how come the Takanas Chacham of the bracha Megillah was Amikra Megillah, not Lishmo Megillah? He says by Shofar we say Lishmo Shofar, Lishmo Kol Shofar. By Megillah we say Amikra Megillah. So if you would ask me, I would have said the reason is because it's a mitzvah kriya, not a mitzvah shmiya. That's the answer. So the Ran doesn't say that. There's a whole other shtickle there. The Ran says because the word kriya in Lashon HaKodesh has the connotation like words. You see, I'm reading words. Kriya Samigila is not sounds. Shofar is just sounds. So the shmiya is more matim to sounds. Kriya is more matim to words. But it's not that there's like a lomda shechilip b'tum. It's a very fascinating Ran, the Yidimus Eves Megillah. But whatever it is, whatever the reason is, Chazal Masach and the Bracha is clearly Al Mikra Megillah. Then there were Masach and the second Bracha Sh'asa Nisim. So the Bracha of Sh'asa Nisim is a Bracha that we find in several other places during the year. We find it by Neves Chanukah. We also find a parallel Bracha to Sh'asa Nisim by Dalek Kaisis. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Maseches Pesach, we recite the Bracha Shagya Alonu, by the second coast, right before we get to the Matzah. So the Achmerim explained that the Bracha Shagya Alonu is like the Sh'asa Nisim. It's like Ke'en the Sh'asa Nisim. Why do we make the Sh'asa Nisim, or this funny kind of Sh'asa Nisim, and these three mitzvahs? So these are the three mitzvahs that Chazal say that Afeinu Abi Yosu Anes. So the Chasam Sefer explains that these three mitzvahs are mitzvahs of pursuing Nisa. We do a lot of things during the year which are Zeichel and Nes. We put on tefillin, Zeichel Tziz Mitzrayim. We eat the Sukkah, Zeichel Tziz Mitzrayim. But those are not Mefarsim as Nes. I'm not Mechuyif to scream from the rooftops that I'm putting on my tefillin. I have to invite 100 people over to watch me eating the Sukkah. But these three mitzvahs are supposed to be done by Rabbim. You're supposed to lay in the Megillah in the Tzibur. According to one opinion, the Gemara, you're not even Yotze, maybe even if it's not in the Tzibur. We have it not to bask in that way. But Lechat Chil for sure you're supposed to lay in the Tzibur. It's supposed to be a biggest Tzibur. You're not supposed to have breakaway minyanim. You should never breakaway minyanim. But on Purim, so it's Taka Shalekh Din to have a breakaway minyan, a house minyan or something, because forget the Pesachim say he's supposed to get everybody together to have the biggest minyanim as possible. I remember during COVID, so we had a big challenge. We had to try to have the smallest minyan as possible. So the Mamash had to do a v'nafichu. We had to try to 10, 12, 15 guys at every minyan, rather than having Ambayidish try to have as many people as possible to come together for Kriyas HaMegillah. So these mitzvahs, the Chasam Sefer says, which are mitzvahs of Pirsumei Nisa, that's why we say Afei Noi Biyosu Anes in these mitzvahs. You don't say Afei Noi Biyosu Anes on Sukkah and Matzah, etc. Matzah is takanat, Lefrayam Be'eda, but Sukkah is Lefrayam Be'eda, you put your menorah in the window, and Megillah is l'fanam ve'eda, and dalakaisis. The Rambam writes, "Behold, over the chavim laharis atzasu gets to Mitzrayim." You're supposed to demonstrate it to more people. You're supposed to, the more you show it, the more the merrier. So these are mitzvahs where we are not just for personal zeicher of a neis. These are mitzvahs to be mefarsed of the neis lacheirim. So that's what makes a lot of sense. I think I'm saying Rav Moshe Soloveitchik added on this kinech that that's the reason why Chazal was misakin shosanisim. Shosanisim means that I don't want to just light the candles. If the purpose of the mitzvah is just for me, so what do I have to tell the whole world? Shasanisim said, I know why I'm lighting the candles. No, I got to scream from the rooftop. Shasanisim said, everyone should know why I'm lighting the candles. Everyone should know why I'm reading the Megillah. Everyone should know why I'm drinking the dalakosis. Because these are kiyumim of the Pharisee Mesanis. So the bottom line is that we recite these to this bracha, Amikur Megillah, then we say Shasanisim. Then there's the third bracha. The third bracha is Shechiyanu. So it must be Feirish that we recite Shechiyanu on by the Megillah. There is a big machlekes harishonim. If you miss Shechiyanu at night, I think we mentioned this last week, if you said Shechiyanu at night, whether you repeat the Shechiyanu the next day. So the Rambam says that no, the Rambam says you just made Shechiyanu 10 hours before, you make Shechiyanu again. And Tosis quotes in the bottom of the beginning of Masechas Megillah, Tosis quotes from the Rino, you make Shechiyanu a second time around. Why do you make Shechiyanu a second time around? So Tosis writes, because that's the Ikra Mitzvah. The Ikra Mitzvah is Bayom Velo Balayla. So that's what many Achronim picked up at that. The Yehuda Shechizai picked up on that and said that the night Megillah is only Midirabon, the second, the day Megillah is the Mitzvah Midirabon Kabbalah, Midirabon Hanavim, Midirabon Tanakh. And therefore, it's appropriate to say a second Shechiyanu because it's the first time since last year that I'm performing the mitzvah of Hayom Eldus Korban Asim. I performed 10 hours ago the mitzvah of the Rabbanim Kris Megillah, but this is a different mitzvah, the Gamri. So this different Tursa mitzvah warrants a new Shechiyanu. So there are different opinions about this. Our practice, most of us have the practice that we do repeat the Shechiyanu like the Bali Atosis. Others, the Eder, the name of the Maram Ruthenberg, and others that maybe should have in mind when you say Shechiyanu in the daytime, it's also going with the Sudan, the Tasav Yom, Shach, once all the other mitzvahs Hayom. So that way that'll mitigate a little bit of an issue of a potential Brach Lamatala. But Lamai Samikri, then we paskin that you recite the Shechiyanu, Bain Balaila, and then you repeat it again. By Yom. What if a person doesn't have a Megillah? They're not going to read the Megillah Lagam with the whole Purim. They're stuck in the hospital. No one's going to come read the Megillah of him. So should he say Shechiyanu or not? So that's a big question because Chazal tells us, the Gemara says in the end of the third Pech of Erevin, that we recite Shechiyanu on Yom Tovim, even though when there's no mitzvah, let's say in Shavuos, Shemitzer. First time we ate cheesecake since last year. So the Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. There's a Shechiyanu in Rosh Hashanah night. There's no mitzvah at night. The mitzvah is not till the next day. We recite Shechiyanu on Shemitzer. There's no mitzvah b'chlal. So why we say Shechiyanu? Because Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a b'chayiv of a Shechiyanu. There are two different kinds of Shechiyanus out there. There's Shechiyanus that we recite on mitzvahs. There's Shechiyanus that we recite on Yom Tovim. There's a question in the Rishonim whether they're connected or not. The Rambam writes that the only mitzvahs that we recite Shechiyanu on are the mitzvahs that are boim is man l'zman, mitzvahs that come, once in a blue moon. So the Rambam writes, that's why we say Shechiyanu on Bo Shofar, because it's we haven't blown Shofar in so long. Well, that's why the Rambam sheet is you make a Shechiyanu on Bris Milah. My wife didn't have a baby since 2 years ago, so I haven't had a bris in at least 2 years. So it's a mitzvah which comes fairly rarely. Well, let's say Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says at the end of Pesach, you make Shechiyanu. So the Rambam says it's a mitzvah she'en mitzuyah. It's a mitzvah that comes very, very rarely. So according to the Rambam, basically all Shechiyanu is boiled down to Shechiyanu Yom Tovim. It's a davar abom mizman l'zman. So Yom Tovim are clearly mizman l'zman, and mitzvah is also abom mizman l'zman. So Tosfos writes in Maseches Bechorus, a different part. Tosfos writes that the reason why we say Shechiyanu, Tosfos Sukkot, Mechavis talks about why do we say Shechiyanu on certain mitzvahs and certain mitzvahs not. So Tosfos writes, don't do Isma'al Isma'al. Tosfos writes, you say Shechiyanu, Mitzvah Sheish Bram Simcha. Whenever you have a mitzvah that has a tremendous joy associated to it, so then you say Shechiyanu. So the Maisa, the bottom line is, we do say Shechiyanu on Kriyas HaMegillah. Whether it's the Rambam's version or Tosfos version, the Maisa, the Gemara says Beferish, that you say Shechiyanu, either because it's a Bal Mizman Mizman, or because it's a Mitzvah Sheish Besimcha. What if a guy doesn't have the Megillah? So now he wants to know, Rabbi, can I make Shechiyanu just on the Yom Tov itself? So that was the Machlekes HaPoskim. So some Poskim said that you could say Shechiyanu on Purim. It means Purim hasn't come since last year. It's a Zman Mizman. Or some poskim say, you're not going to light Neir's Chanukah, the entire week of Chanukah. The guy's stuck in the desert, and doesn't have a menorah, so you say Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And other poskim, probably most of them say, you don't say Shechiyanu on that. These are not Yom Tovim. Purim and Chanukah are not Yom Tovim in the sense of they're not the Shal Shogom, they're not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they're not real Yom Tovim. And therefore, they wouldn't warrant the Shechiyanu. So that's a Shaila. Then there's a further shot. Let's say a guy doesn't have a Megillah, so he's not going to be yetzin a Megillah at all. Is there anything he should say as like a tashlumin for the Megillah or something? So the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalot has a question. Why don't we say Hallel on Purim? We say on Chanukah, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? It's an Nes, so why don't we say Hallel? So the Gemara gives three answers, none of them being that's only an Nes Nistar. So it's clear from the Gemara that even Nesim Nistarim warrant a Hallel. Some Achvarim right, no, you don't say Hallel on an Nes Nistar. It's the Farish Gemara, not that way. The Gemara asks the Kashi by Purim and doesn't give that as an answer. So what are the answers why we don't say Hallel on Purim? What are the three famous answers? One is that Akati Abde Chashverish, the Nes wasn't complete, it was still worshipping Chashverish, so we can't say with a straight face Hallel Avde Hashem. It's the opening words of Hallel, Pasha, not true on Purim, but Akati Abde Chashverish. And the other answer, the Gemara says it was a Nes in Chutz Laaretz. So a Nes in Chutz Laaretz, once they entered into Eretz Yisrael, so Hukshru Kol Rotzos L'Mashir Aleihem. So we can't say Hallel Nes in Chutz Laaretz. And the third reason, the Gemara says Kriyas Zu Hilula, that the Kriyas of Megillah substitutes for the Hallel. So some Achareinim picked up on that and said that according to the third reason, we really should be saying Hallel. The only reason we don't say Hallel, the Nes is complete. The Nes is the type of a Nes that would warrant Hallel. But Chazal Masakha and Kriyas Megillah, so you have Kriyas Megillah, so you don't say Hallel. So some Achronim wanted to say that, and what if I don't have Kriyas Megillah? The guy's sick, he can't read the Megillah, so you should say Hallel. And other Achronim say, first of all, who says we pass like the third reason? Maybe we pass like the other two reasons. And number two, maybe all the Gemara meant was, because Kriyas Zuhi Lula, therefore Chazal warrant Masakha and Hallel on Purim. So just because you're the guy has the bad luck, you don't have a Megillah, so you become Chayv and Hallel. You know, Chazal would have Masakha and Hallel, so you're not Mechayv to recite Hallel. So I think that's what most assume. That for the guy who doesn't have the Megillah, so he's going to lose everything. So he still say Av Nisim, but he can't, he's still have a Suda, he's still have a Matanz of Yom, Shachoy, do the other Mitzayim, but there's no makeup, there's no Shechiyanu on the Yom Purim. I think according to most posts, there's no Hallel to be made up. So you don't have the Megillah, you lose, what can you do? So a couple of everything we've been talking about up to now has been talking about the Kriyas HaMegillah Shavu, which is the mitzvah of Hayom El Nizgarim, whether the night is included in that or not is a subject to debate. But this is the first half of the Megillah, Hayom El Nizgarim. Then the Megillah describes that the days of Purim and Nizgarim ben Naasim, the days of Asiya as well. So how do we fulfill the day of Asiya? How do you make Purim to Hayom El Nizgarim ben Naasim? So the Megillah elaborates by giving a whole long list of different mitzvahs Hayom that all make up the mitzvahs Asiya. So the Pasuk says in the Megillah, L'asay sasam yimei mishne v'simcha, mishloch manos ishrayim ataros lavyonim. So the Pasuk describes, it seems to be three or four different things you have to do. Yimei mishne, so something to do with drinking. Simcha, something to do with simcha. Mishloch manos ataros lavyonim. So what exactly are all these mitzvahs? What is this all about? So I guess next week we got to try to talk about Asiya. So this week was Zechira. Maybe next week we'll try to talk about Asiya. And we'll try to wrap things up. Preferably, we'll try to finish before Purim. Otherwise, we'll have to just do it after Purim, like we do. I can't have a Kaddish. Okay.
But for the person who's not
going
to name Megillah, if they're able to do some of the other mitzvahs, could they make a
Shechianu
on that?
You mean we don't really find that you make a Shechianu on the other mitzvahs because you don't make a bracha on the other mitzvahs. So, okay, is a mother thing? You make a Shechianu on a mitzvah that you don't have a bracha mitzvah on? Do we ever have such a thing? I don't know if we ever have such a phenomenon. Make a shechiyanu on something that, for whatever technical reason, we don't make a birch mitzvah before we eat the suit. We don't make a birch mitzvah and give shachmat to those of you, for whatever the reasons for those are. So I don't know whether we find that there's a shechiyanu on a mitzvah that itself doesn't end. Do we have any precedent for that?
Then what's the benefit of having in mind during the...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, probably doesn't have to mention. Tyson didn't say that. Others added that on. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So next week, right? Next week, right? I think we got one more week till Purim, okay?